I'm booked up. Sorry. For ages. I do elderly people who can't get to a salon. She looks so disappointed. You're too young, I tell her, and do my best to smile. She takes that. Who are you going to see? I probably know them. Are you local? I'm hoping that she isn't. Oh, aye, all my days. Just live two streets away. I shouldn't. I know, I shouldn't. But I'm curious. I'm going to see Mr. Agnew. Thomas Agnew? On Modder Street. She shrugs with her mouth, tasting the name, but not recognising it. Don't think I know him. Nice, he's still taking care of himself, though. Anyway, I better be going. Don't want to keep Mr. Agnew waiting. I'm already on my feet, pulling my coat on and making for the door. Almost none of what I told her is true. My name's not Louise, and I'm not a hairdresser. I'd no idea what I was going to say when I started to answer her, but I was never going to tell her what I really do. I don't like talking about me. So, sometimes, when I feel trapped, I think the only thing for it is to lie. It's wrong, I know, but it's easier that way. Safer, too. The only bit that is true is that I'm on my way to Mr. Agnew's, but I'm not quite in the rush that I made out. Mr. Agnew isn't going to give two fucks if I'm late. He's already dead.